You're listening to Louis B. Free Radio Show, Brain Food from the Heartland. I'm honored to have the American Legion National Commander, Jim Triola. Jim, welcome back. Good to talk with you again.
Nice talking to you, Louis. Thanks for having me on again.
Thank you. I know we've got a lot to talk about in a limited amount of time, but just a little bit about your path, a little bit about your background, if you would, please.
I spent my entire life in the automotive industry in service and parts, in several management capacities. Came up, moved to Maine about in 2017 after I retired, became a school bus driver. And my life in the American Legion, I joined in 1994 and came up the ladder through, you know, the post commanders, all the commanderships throughout the state of New York. That's where I lived. And then I started getting involved in national. I've been chairman of the National Legislative Commission, the National Veterans and Employment Commission. I've been on the National Security Commission, membership and post activities. I was a vice commander in 2016-17, and then got interested in becoming national commander, and here I am, elected.
And again, an honor to speak with you again. It's an incredible path. Jim, let's talk about the American Legion just a little bit, and then I want to get into Be the One and talk about the suicide rates and what we can do.
Okay, so the American Legion were 104 years old, and we were founded on four pillars, and I'll briefly explain each one. So we have the VA&R, which is Veterans Affairs and Rehabilitation, and that covers our advocacy for veterans' health care, veterans' benefits, education benefits, things like that. Then we have National Security, National Defense, to make sure that our troops are being taken care of when they're serving, that we promote diplomacy rather than war. We're not warmongers, but we have to take care of our service members if they are deployed. Then we have our Americanism programs, which are American Legion Boy State, American Legion Rhetorical Contest, things like that, flag etiquette in the elementary schools, scholarships, and then our children and youth programs, which are, you know, American Legion Baseball, American Legion Junior Shooting Sports, community activities within the posts, more scholarships there. So we got a heavy heavy plate. We work very hard for our children, youth, and our veterans and service members.
We've got to talk about the suicide rates. And again, we've got links up to, of course, the American Legion, but also to, it's just betheone.org, and it'll link you right to the site. We've got those links up also, betheone.org. Talk with us about veteran suicides, if you will, please, Jim.
So going back a few years back, we decided in American Legion that we needed one major priority. And that one major priority is reducing veteran suicide. And we started doing buddy checks with our members and fellow veterans that weren't members, and just basically a well-being check, checking on them, see how they're doing. Some veterans, you know, you see them and then they disappear for 3-4 months and just want to make sure they're okay. But the Be the One program is about saving one veteran's life at a time. So what we're doing is we have 12,000 Legion posts across the country, and we're developing resource centers out of those Legion posts, you know, above and beyond the other programs that they run. So we're taking these buddy checks and we're calling up veterans and we're developing, I call it a trusting relationship between whatever veteran calls that one up. Because a lot of it, we're trying to break the stigma of a veteran stepping forward. There seems to be a reluctance in veterans that are at risk to step forward, whether it's a pride thing, whether it's a repercussion thing, whatever it is. If we can develop a relationship with that veteran where they'll tell us what's going on, we can get them the help they need. And the local community is very important to take part in this. We're looking for partners in this. So if we can get resources within the community around that Legion post, we can get that veteran immediate help. Sometimes they may call the VA and ask for a mental health therapist appointment. And you know the way the staffing issues are around the United States now. It could be 5-6 weeks before they can see somebody. But if we can identify somebody in that community, it could even be a clergy member, it could be anybody that could help that veteran until they can get the help they need, that's a step in the right direction. And then it's a peer-to-peer thing. You know, And the other part about this is the families. The families, what they're doing is they're confused. You know, the member goes off to deployment. Everything seems to be fine. They get home from deployment. They're completely different people, you know, the ones that are affected. And the family members, they're looking for help too because they don't know how to handle it. You know, they're afraid to talk to the veteran. They don't know what to do. So,
yeah.
You know, the number one thing is to get that veteran the help they need. But the secondary thing is to help the families out as well. Let them understand what's going on. So we're resonating well all around the nation. It's working very well. We've got testimonials on BeTheOne.org where you can see families have had members that, not members, veterans that have taken their own lives, and also testimonials from veterans that tried to take their own lives and were saved by the BeTheOne program, which is great. It's a good thing to see.
That's one.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, yeah.
Wonderful. Not an easy thing.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Not an easy thing to deal with, you know, as I go around the country and I speak to veterans, either at Legion Halls or in VA hospitals, it's very emotional. You have family members that come to you and say, my son took his life, or my son lives in another state away, and I got to talk him off the ledge once in a while. It's a terrible thing. It really is. So
again, folks, get involved. Go to betheone.org, betheone.org. I'm talking with Jim Ola, who is the American Legion National Commander. And I've got to talk with you about the Coast Guard thing. And again, I know I've got more questions than time that we have. But what's going on with the Coast Guard and the pay?
You know, there are five military, well, there's now six military branches, but the Coast Guard is one of them. The issue is that Coast Guard falls under Homeland Security and the rest of the military branches fall under DOD. So when the government shut down in 2019, there was money appropriated for the military members under DOD, but there was no money appropriated to the Coast Guard. So they went without pay. We stepped up and gave $1 million to Coast Guard members that were mostly lower ranks, E5 and below, that needed money right away. And we gave grants, non-repayable grants. So, you know, they got to keep that money until the shutdown was over. So there's a piece of legislation that's through Congress right now called Pay the Coast Guard Act. And we're pushing to get that legislation passed so that the government ever shuts down again, which I guess is a possibility this year, looming.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure that those Coast Guard members are taken care of. And you know, I don't think people realize how much the Coast Guard does for us. You know, the search and rescue missions, the drug reinforcement. I had an E4 petty officer come to me in a Coast Guard station about 2 months ago. And he said, "Mr. Commander, no matter what, whether we get paid or not, I'm proud to be a Coast Guard member and I'm going to be out there doing my job." So that's, you know, that's the kind of people we have serving, and we need to take care of them. So.
I 100%. Of course, Jim, I agree with you 100%. I would think that would be very, very easy. I shouldn't assume anything anymore.
Yep.
With Congress, but I'm not going to get political with you. Please don't worry. But the idea that should even be a question or a debate, or
you're right.
That would be like, oh yeah, oh, we didn't do this. Oh, that's not, we got to get it done today.
And you would think so, but this bill has been out there now for a couple of 3 years, I guess, and it hasn't hit the floor yet. Yeah.
And there are some
in Congress that feel that if the government shuts down, that anybody not getting paid should suffer, and that's a terrible thing. It's not a good thing at all.
That is a terrible thing. When you say that for about 3 years, and it hasn't come to the floor yet, it just, that's, again, horrifying, some of the things that are going on. Memorial Day is approaching. What can you tell us?
Well, I think as far as Memorial go, we should observe that day, not celebrate it. So you're going to get families out there that are at picnics and celebrating the day. But what we like to have happen is that families that celebrate and stop to reflect and realize what the freedoms that they have, how they got them. And they should remember all those that gave their lives in order for them to have that freedom. You know, it doesn't have to be a reflection of stopping what you're doing. Maybe you can go to parade that day, or you can go to a ceremony, or if you have a veteran that died in your family, go to the cemetery. We have short
memories. I'm glad you mentioned that. We have short memories.
Yeah.
And go through the cemetery and see how many flags are there. I'm going to get emotional because I was just at the cemetery the other day. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking with the American Legion National Commander, Jim Triola. We've got to talk just a little bit about the special immigrant visa applications, if you would, please.
So when we were in Afghanistan and Iraq, we're still in Iraq, but we're not in Afghanistan. There were members of the Afghanistan and Iraq communities that did interpretation for us with the language barriers. And they also did other things like identify where enemies were hidden, things like that. And when we made them a promise that we would, when the war was over, we would bring them to the United States and give them a path to permanent residency. And when we pulled out of Afghanistan, a lot of them were left behind. And the ones that were left behind have contracts on their heads by the Taliban. They're in hiding to execute them and torture them. So there are special visas that are issued. Now we need to get those people back here to the United States and give them the path to residency that they were promised. They did a lot for us, and I think we owe them a debt of gratitude.
And I certainly agree with you 100%. What do you suggest listeners do regarding that and the Coast Guard issue?
Listeners should contact their elected officials, their senators, or whatever congressman or woman that represent them in their own neighborhoods. Write letters to them and let them know that they're in favor of paying the Coast Guard and to get it done right away, because it's something that's got to stop. They're protecting our borders, they're protecting our waterways, and another short memory thing. I don't think a lot of people realize what they do to go visit one of them bases and see how proud they are and the work that they do every day. It's great stuff. Same thing with our...
Go ahead.
Now, same thing with the Afghanistan interpreters. A lot of battles over, when you deploy, get won by people like that, so...
And the fact that they're still there, that absolutely horrifies me.
Yes,
there's
it does.
Wealth of information at betheone.org, legion.org. Again, betheone.org. I love what you're doing with this, because it's so important to do the buddy checks and saving lives. And the rate of suicide just. I'm sorry, I get emotional. It just horrifies me. I've got a dear friend who's a veteran and tells me about trying to get appointments and things. And it's just, it's horrifying. We've got to do it. And people can get involved. Every one of us, U.S., every one of us needs to get involved and support this. BeTheOne.org for more information. BeTheOne.org for more information. I know, Commander, that you've got a split, but an honor to have you back on the show. And I'm so grateful for your work and all the work of the American Legion and our veterans that have made our nation safe. We take too much for granted.
We do. We absolutely do.
Sorry, Commander. I get emotional.
Thank you very much.
I get emotional. Thank you so much.